How he was all serious there for a minute, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he goes nuts.
I'm looking at this video. Lindsay Buckingham's a freak. Okay,
he went out with what's her name?
Stevie Nicks. But the song is a very happy,
very
song.
Very volatile relationship.
I bet she's a practicing witch too.
Wiccan, witch.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the same thing.
Those people are wicked.
You know what?
Wiccans are wicked.
I was out because all she ever does is wave her.
No, but she was talented. I like
her. She waves her arms around.
But anyway, this video I'm watching with Lindsay Buckingham, it's all serious. It's all very dramatic and intense.
Dark.
And serious. Yeah. And the song is very holiday roll. You know, he's sitting there not smiling and singing like this, very intense like.
Alrighty then.
So, but still, I like the National Lampoon in my head.
Yes, version of Chevy Chase or driving down the road in this witty station wagon.
Okay, well, I guess we better get the show started because it's getting late and stuff and all that
I'm
kind
tired.
Of thing.
I'm tired.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
All right. All right. I think we're going to change our name.
We are?
I'm tired of two blind squirrels.
Okay.
Yeah, let's call ourselves the Two Weevils.
No.
Two boll weevils.
You can be a boll weevil. I'm not.
Two boll weevils.
No.
Yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand. It's all right.
All right.
Seriously, there's something wrong with that.
Yeah, I know. Right? I don't know what's going on there. It's kind of just kind of
freaky. I can't hear anything.
It's kind of freaky there. There. Is that better?
Not really.
Yep. No. Nope.
Can't hear anything. It's but no. Stop.
It's got a short in it.
That can't help.
It's got a short in it.
You yell at me for shaking things around all the time. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Okay. Whatever. What are we doing today?
Yay.
It's Thursday.
Thursday.
What are we doing?
It's Thursday, which is my Friday because I don't have to go to work tomorrow because I get to go work, but I come home. I stay home to work, which is greatness. What?
What are we doing today?
Podcasting?
Yeah.
We're going to record. We're going to talk.
You going to start the show at any point?
And then we're going to.
You going to start the show?
I did. I played it.
You did not?
Did too. So I'm not going to be 2 months
close. Did he play it? I don't remember him playing it.
You got podcast head. You have podcast head.
I didn't even hear it. I'm turning into Charlie.
Yes.
Oh, that's what Charlie would do. What are we talking about?
We're going to talk about.
We talk. I had to find my
Wii. Do y'all have a Wii?
No.
Oh.
You have to get a Wii.
We are getting one.
We're getting one.
We're getting one.
Mike.
Oh, man.
We told you about Mike yesterday. Remember Mike? Right. Mike. Well, anyway, he had the guy that ordered a beer because he didn't want to be seen in the gay bar with me. I get that
and
a lot.
Brad sat really close to him, too. He got really weird about that. I don't understand.
I get that a lot.
What?
You know, guys not wanting to be seen with me in a gay bar.
Huh.
Anyway, so.
Maybe you better think on that.
You'd be surprised.
Maybe you'd better think on that.
I've been in them. So far, I've been in, like.
It's going to take him a while.
Four times I've been in a gay bar.
Why?
You would think that a straight man, a Christian straight man, wouldn't be caught dead in a gay bar. I've been in four times.
Why would you say they would be caught dead? How are you supposed to? I don't know.
It's a good place to go. You know, you're going to find people that need to hear the gospel.
Yeah, that's true.
Although I haven't done much gospel speaking in the gay bars.
Well, this was in your previous life.
This is most. Well, no. One of them was with you.
When?
When we went out with Terry.
In our previous life.
Well, that was in our previous life.
Yeah.
It was with you.
Yeah.
Still.
That was an experience and a half.
Yeah, we didn't. Anyway,
this is a family show.
This is a family show.
Woo! We talk.
So Mike brings over his Wii.
Well, we were talking about it when we were hanging out the night before.
Which sounds dirty, doesn't it?
Wee.
I mean, just sounds talk dirty. About some. He brings over his Wii. And we play with his Wii. Doesn't that sound dirty?
No, only to you.
All right.
No,
we shouldn't mix Wii talk with gay bar talk.
Listen, we That's were all. we were all talking about, yes. we were standing out in the parking lot, we were deciding yes. where to go about the Wii, yes. and Linda's mom and dad have one for uh-huh. the whole family, and Mike has one, and Christy's family has yes. one, and they're all telling us about how cool it is, uh-huh. and they're like, oh my gosh, it's the best thing ever, you've got to get one, they're so much fun.
Did she say you've got to get one?
You've got to get one.
I didn't hear her say that.
So Sorry. Mike says, oh, I'll bring mine over, and you guys can play with it the rest of the week and see if you really like it before you buy it.
Because all it's he's a big playing investment. Is Halo right now. He's on to Halo.
He's into Halo, so he was okay with it. So the next morning, he brings it over, and he hooks it all up for us.
It was like that long.
It didn't take him any time at all. And I mean, we got the hang of it really fast. We played golf first, which is the hardest game, he said, to play because you have to get used to it. Helen, we all played. I won, by the way. Thank you Yay. Very much. And it... And it was fun. Helen loved it. She got the. I mean, and then we did boxing. So
then we did boxing.
Oh, but in which I won.
Have I told you how competitive she is?
Now, seriously, Gracie,
I played that actually, this was
this at one was point so much she fun. Threw down the little. They call them nunchucks. Mm-hmm. Nunchucks. What they, you know, the things that you use to play.
Just the one is the nunchuck. The
this
other one's
all
controller.
Sounds incredibly dirty to me. But anyway.
Whatever.
So they call them nunchucks, the things that you play with on the Wii, because you don't have little regular game controls.
You have a regular game control and a nunchuck.
Yes.
One of each.
Yeah. And so you look at the thing, and then it measures where you are and all that kind of stuff. So it's really cool.
So you're really boxing.
So you're like really boxing.
Physically
so
boxing.
So at one point, she just throws them down and goes on and just goes at me.
I did
with her
not.
Fisticuffs right Whatever. There in the living room.
That's because you were running to get back up because I'd knocked you out like four times in a row. You were terrible at boxing. Mike's over there trying to help you. Uppercut, man. You're like, what's an uppercut? I don't know what I'm doing.
I know what an uppercut is. I'm
well,
doing
you
this.
Could, you
he's
weren't
like,
doing
no,
it.
No, act like you're really doing it. I'm like, what? I am acting like I'm really
and
doing
I'm,
it.
And I worked up a sweat. I was working so hard. And then.
I did too. I was
And
sweating.
I knocked about in one. So then Helen played.
Well, you do this for like 15, you know, 10 yeah. minutes. You know, you do this. And then every time you get knocked down, you have to do this. Which. Everybody
you have to run. Oh, you have to
Take
run in place.
Take your earphones off and put them on your eyes. You have
run
to go,
in place.
Run in place with your little hands going up and down, up and down, up and down.
And then Helen, and Brad got tired out. So then Helen played, and she was actually a worthy good. Component.
Component?
Component.
She is a worthy
She's
component
a worthy
of our family.
Opponent,
Thank you.
But I still beat her.
In our stereo deck of a family.
I beat up my daughter.
You did. Call CPS. You knocked her head
That's
off.
That's what Mike's like. Oh, my word. I knew. And he told me. He said, Faith, the night before, he said, Faith, you are going to be addicted.
He said, be prepared,
knows me
he
well.
Said, be prepared to buy one.
He told Brad, be prepared. She's going to want one.
If I bring
and
this
I
over,
right.
you should be prepared to buy one.
Yeah. And he was right. He knows me.
But I enjoyed it, too. I enjoyed not just getting the crap beat out of me in boxing. But I did enjoy playing the golf. That was very fun because you swing.
He loved the golf.
You swing.
He played that by himself
it's like you
a lot.
Have an imaginary golf club and you yeah. swing the golf club. So, I mean, even your dad played.
Yeah, my dad played. He did bowling with Helen.
Bowling.
Helen is a pro at the bowling. And my dad had this wicked curve and he'd like adjust it, you know, to get his curve. It was pretty cool. He loved it. Even grandma played.
Yeah, everybody played.
It
and
was
fun. It
was, we had a good time.
It's amazing, you know, that it's that easy.
It is a cool. If you know anybody who has it, you need to go over there and play at their house because it is fun.
Did you not like it?
Yeah, no, I liked it a lot. I just won't pay $300 for one.
It was a blast.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
It's expensive, but.
The Wii Fit.
Yeah, the Wii Fit. She looked at that. But
I don't know if that's actually any better than like a video, though.
She didn't think she could keep up with it. I mean, that it would keep up with her.
Well, and it wasn't
She's
that.
Like, I'll wear that guy out. Yeah, I'll put him
that
in a boxing ring, and I'll take him out.
That little pad that they put you on? Yeah, I can't stand that. Just stand that. I'm like, what? I don't get this at all. I got videos.
No,
I'm good.
It really track you and help you.
Yeah, and it's supposed to, and it's so, I mean, it. But it's $80, to, and that's added on to the Wii.
The $300.
The Wii is $250, and then you gotta, and you get one controller, and then you gotta buy the extra controllers because you gotta have three for us, and then you gotta have the nunchucks,
yeah.
which are $20.
But
and then
I know
you gotta
a
have
man.
The games.
I know a man who
bread,
sells
yeah.
Wii black market.
Okay, we're in
down on the corner.
Anyway, we're
no,
saving
kidding.
Up and getting it.
I
we're
thought,
gonna have Wii parties.
Yeah, you can buy.
The Keevers are coming over, and we're having Wii parties.
That's right.
It's It'd gonna be fun. I'm excited.
Why don't we have it for your thousandth show?
The Wii? Because we don't have any money.
Because we just went on vacation.
Because we just got back and I looked at my bank account and went,
ooh. That's the brand right now.
Wait, if you listen very closely right now. Do you hear that? Do you hear that sucking noise? That's my bank account. A little tumbleweed comes across. So yeah. until Friday, I'm eating whatever is here at the house. So,
oh, man.
What else?
That's it. That's all I had. We talk.
No, we had something else. Oh, calls. We're going to do the three last calls remaining. That's right.
Oh, we have three. We're almost caught up.
Almost caught up.
Wow, it's a miracle.
Well, we've gotten some since Steve sent this list to me, but so if you don't hear yours, it's still there. It's just going to be on next week's show.
Okay. We played yours last week.
Hello, squirrels. It's Winston. I was calling in response to Brad's comment about the copyright on the Bible.
That's right. The Bible is copyrighted if you don't get the King James Version. He's going to argue. Is he going to argue with me about that?
And I think we need to clear up some points. In point of fact, the King James, or the Authorized Version of the Bible, or KJV, as it is known to industry insiders, is under copyright. The copyright on the King James Bible, the Authorized Version, is held in perpetuity by the Crown of England.
Wow.
And one of the stipulations of the monarch of England as defender of the faith is to guard the integrity of the text of the scripture of the Authorized Version.
So it's copyrighted in the sense that you can't take it and pervert it.
Right.
But it's not copyrighted in the sense that you got to pay somebody right. every time you use it.
Right. So okay. You were right.
Did you hear about the guy who was suing?
Suing who?
He's suing Zondervan because it says in the Bible that homosexuality is a sin.
Oh, good
and
Lord.
He's suing. Did you hear about this?
No.
I have to post it on the board. He's actually suing the Bible company because of the fact that it's in the Bible that homosexuality is a sin.
All right. I don't know if you guys can hear that because she's not talking into the mic.
Okay.
Is that Zondervan? Somebody is suing Zondervan because it says
Zondervan,
which is the producer of like NIV.
Publisher.
Because the Bible says that homosexuality is a sin.
Because the Bible says that homosexuality is a sin.
It's giving him a lot of grief and turmoil.
So should we sue God then?
Yes. I think so. I think you need to take that up with God because he's the one that made us the way we are. And my daddy always told, never mind.
So, in fact, America does not recognize the copyright of the British copyright on the Bible. So, we are all in copyright violation. The only one that I'm aware of immediately that is not under copyright is the American Standard Version of the Bible, which is an early translation that was done when we first got to this country and separated from the Church of England. As to which one is authoritative, well, the authoritative edition of the Bible is the King James Bible. And I asked my father about that once, and he replied offhanded, says, well, this is the one that Jesus used. Jesus used the King James Version.
Wow.
Well, if it's the one Jesus used, I think we got to go with that.
Yeah.
I don't think you can get around that.
No.
Bible. See, it's got all the these and the thous and the therefores in it.
That's the end of the call?
No.
You ended the call there?
That's funny.
Yeah.
A naked archaeologist was looking at the Dead Sea Scrolls. He said, Jesus could have read this.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was cool.
It was interesting. He took a very interesting look at the Dead Sea Scrolls from sort of a... Because all the stuff I've sort of heard about them is kind of old, really, now. Yeah. And so there's people who are looking at the Dead Sea Scrolls now, and you know, kind of the research is kind of concluding. And initially, there were supposed to be this group of people who were, what do you call it? Like a sect, or there were like these people who lived out by the ocean, the Essenes.
They thought that they wrote,
and they thought that they wrote them, and. Then there was...
That's where they found them, right there.
They found them right by this town, and they said, well, these people in this town, they wrote them.
What were they called?
Essenes.
Something like that, yeah.
And then there was another theory that says, no, it was people who were escaping from Israel.
Mm-hmm. Refugees.
That buried them there. And they took a look at that, and they said, no, because that was the Maccabees.
The Maccabees were not in... They didn't have 1 and 2 Maccabees yet.
And the Maccabees weren't in in the scriptures. So that they think, well, you know, it couldn't have been them. The interesting thing about all that is that when they look at scrolls, the Dead Sea Scrolls, they see that within the first century, this is within 100 years of Jesus' birth, that you see that the translation is exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
That when you look at that versus the Old Testament, the King James version, it matches up exactly.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Or you look at the Textus Receptus, which is what they're really comparing it to. They're not really comparing it to the King James. But anyway, there you go.
Check out the Naked Archaeologist. He's cool.
Yes, check out the Naked Archaeologist.
History International.
Naked Archaeologist.
Hello, squirrel. This is Chipmunk.
By the way, he's not naked.
No, he's not. He's fully dressed.
He's fully clothed.
He just
looks at the truth.
Strips archaeology bare.
Nakedly.
He says, I strip archaeology bare.
There you go.
Chipmunk. I'm kind of disappointed.
Chipmunk call.
I'm not disappointed. Once again, it's 1:30 in the morning.
It's 5:30 in the morning. Why are you calling?
1:30.
He's at 1:30 in the morning. Why are you calling it? Why?
Because that's when he listens to the show.
That's when he listens. Sleepy bad time. You know, God made the night for sleepy bad.
Out of my medicine. So I'm going to be off point. If I talk about 8 different things, okay.
Well, this is sort of his personality. We would be disappointed if he stayed on topic. What?
Is this the beep guy?
This is the beep guy.
This is Alvin.
But we don't know him as the beep guy.
We know him as Alvin the Chipmunk.
Alvin the Chipmunk. He's Alvin the Chipmunk.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling real good.
I think he gets off on hearing himself call in.
Oh, he does.
Okay, gotta get back on track.
Okay.
Brad just destroyed my perfect idea of perfect podcasting listening. I want to simplify it down to Texan style. No, I'm not talking down about Texas. I'm just saying I'm breaking it down so that Texans might be able to listen to it better. I'm not downing it because I was born in Texas. I was born in El Paso, Texas. So you can't just sit up in here.
What was he talking about?
He said he was born in El Paso, Texas, best I can follow.
I got that. But what was he talking about before?
He says we messed up his whole idea using the beeps.
Oh.
So
why?
He's going to boil it down now so Texans can understand it.
Oh, okay. Is he calling us dumb?
I think so.
I think he's insulting you.
He said he wasn't.
I'm not a Texan for real.
I'm not convinced.
You're right.
You're a Texican.
Texican?
I am.
There's no such a thing. A Texan is born here. A Tejano is a Mexican Texan who was born here. Mm-hmm. A American or Caucasian Texan or a Caucasian person who was born here is a Texan. And then somebody who moves here but claims Texas as their home is a Texican. The rest of you are just Yankees.
That's right.
Get over there because you're not over here. Because if you're over here, I wouldn't be talking to you on my phone. I'd be talking to you in person. So you can't sit there and say I'm talking about Texas because I was born in Texas. But basically, I'm gonna say it real slow.
Did he just say he was going to say it real
slow?
He's
going to talk to us real slow.
Oh, my God.
I don't have to listen to this.
I don't have to. I can turn this off right now. I can turn this off right now.
Enunciate. When I call in,
yes.
I'm going to give you a beep.
Yes.
Don't pause me, Brad. Get your hand.
Wait, I got to pause it because he said beep. Right? Because he said beep, I'm supposed to pause it. Uh-huh. And then I hit play when he says beep again. So let's all wait for him to say beep again.
Okay.
Wait, I'm supposed to. He's supposed to.
He's not saying beep.
He's not going to say beep,
just
so I can't unpause it.
Brad, you hit the button.
I paused. Oh.
Off the mouth. Just listen. Take your hand off the mouth. Faith, unplug his mouse right now.
It's a laptop.
You have my permission to take the mouse. Put it around
his neck?
His throat, because we can't be violent.
Oh.
He just didn't do that.
I can.
just take the mouse.
You don't know her very well, do you?
No.
She threw a pin at me earlier.
I threw
a pin at you.
Are we going to listen to him or you?
Excuse me, I'm not talking.
Okay.
And you can't. Remember, slow to anger, but bountiful to love. So if she beats you with your mouse, you got to be slow to angry.
You beat me with a mouse, I'm going to be quick to anger. Okay, I don't take a beating with a mouse from nobody, all right? All right. Now, I mean, you know, you want to come at me and talk about Texas and put it down. All right. All right. You know, okay. I'm slow to anger. I'm hearing you out. You start beating with a mouse, Dukes is going to fly, buddy. Even Mark will agree with that.
Amen. Quick to love her. just as quick as she is to... Okay, I'll stop.
What am I quick
beep,
to do?
That
you don't want to know.
Pause it.
What do you mean?
Well, it'll be like a 3-second beep. Like beep.
So okay, so now I got to pause it because he beeped.
Lord.
So I paused the playback, and then I got to wait for him to beep again.
Oh, you make me tired. You know what? Both of you make me tired.
What?
You and Evan, you both make me tired.
Pompey, don't pause me. Do not pause me now. I'm talking.
No pausing.
When I say this,
did he say pause me? He said pause. Oh, no, don't pause me.
Pause it, and you can do all the talking that you want. Because during that 5th of July, you guys just butchered me. You guys just destroyed me. I know you had snot coming out of your nose because I was out of it, but you butchered the podcast.
She did. She had snot coming out of her nose.
You butchered the podcast.
Butchered the podcast.
When we call butchered in, I think everyone should start during this, actually. It'd make a whole lot easier.
How is this easier? Will somebody please explain to me what he's talking about? If he beeps and I pause the playback, then I can't hear him beep again. What about this? You don't understand, Alvin. If I pause you when you beep, then I can't hear you. So I never hear the other beep.
I am not being merciful about my phone calls anymore. Because I see these people calling in and they're saying all this and going on about pausing and instruments and everything.
Beep.
That's it. Every week.
Oh, no.
20-minute message.
So the rule with Gracie is if you hear Gracie's voice, you pause it.
For a good 20 minutes.
And wait for Alvin to go beep.
Yeah.
Designated pause time so you guys can laugh and get it out of your system. So it's like a little beep, and then you can pause it, talk, unpause it. When you're done talking, and then, the person starts talking again. But
What is he talking about?
He's assuming he's funny.
He is funny.
He's telling us that he's funny so that we need to pause and laugh at what he said.
And then come back after
we've laughed.
But he is funny.
So we don't talk over him. He doesn't want us to talk over him.
I'm not talking over him. I'm pausing it, and then I'm laughing and talking.
You're doing exactly what he said for you to do.
Like, it's like I do with every call.
Okay. Not really.
Oh, boy. Here we go again.
He forgot what he wanted to say.
I hope
see, you paused him, and look what happened. He lost his train of thought.
That's funny.
Because I'm watching the 5th. It's like 17.
Wait, March, April, what? 8th,
what?
July
Hello?
17th. And I'm listening to the July 11th one, so 6 days behind. But I mean, I only
move,
see
Alvin.
Up to the 16th, which was yesterday.
Can you figure this out like later and come back
to
and call
do
us?
It on the call?
Oh.
We only did three shows.
Oh, I'll pause.
He kills me.
Does he live alone? You think he lives alone?
It's so funny.
Okay, I can add videos. You guys can be the good for those. I got some videos.
Oh, he's checking about his video that you told him he could
well,
do
you
last
said
time.
No naked puppets. How about naked cars? Because technically cars have no clothing on them.
He has to be forbidden.
So is that, so I got to put like a dress.
In the morning.
Are you kidding? That's when they're good.
I know. That's when they get the best.
I'll report to put the video on there because I want you guys to delete it. But I'll have clothes on inside my car. But I got tinted windows, though, so you couldn't tell if I didn't have clothes on.
What? Is he calling in naked? I don't want any naked chipmunks.
Jesus was born naked. Remember, naked is not bad. Jesus was born naked. He came
He's
out.
Saying
and
naked
all
too. It's naked.
What?
It's naked. It's not naked. It's naked.
I don't hear any
We're
difference.
Born naked.
Naked.
I don't hear any difference.
Naked.
Mikhail's looking at him.
Naked.
Yeah. He's trying to talk.
I know.
What are you talking about?
He's still trying.
I'm sorry.
He's still trying.
I forgot. This is sad because I'm not really this dumb or this forgetful. I just talk so fast I forget what I'm thinking about. So
I
you know what?
I have that same
my
problem.
Brain about what I just said. So I got it. It takes me a little while. You guys can pause the show right now.
Okay.
Pause it.
Does he not understand that this helps us not?
No. No, it just drags it out even longer.
So should I unpause it?
Is that what you'd call a pregnant pause?
Just pause it and I wait.
Or it's little. It's what Buford would call a minnow pause.
Oh, what up, bub.
I was the last one to get that.
Oh, boy. Yee, doggies. That's good stuff, huh? All right, here we go.
No, turn on the volume for 10 seconds. And that'll give me time to think about it so you don't turn the volume somewhere back up.
Oh, so now... Alvin, are you watching me? There, he finally got it. He says, no, don't pause it. Just turn down the volume.
Huh?
That's what he said. He said, don't pause it. Just turn down the volume for 10 seconds so he could collect his thoughts. But I want to hear him collect his thoughts.
I appear as if I never was quiet. Okay, that's not
going to
work.
No.
Except,
yes?
I have some music.
Oh, good.
For the morning, when you guys call in the morning. And what's the guy's number? Jesus, I can't say his. I can't plug him. But if you guys say his website, okay. I'm gonna go there right now. Hang on a second.
Oh no!
I can't have you guys on hold. I can't have you guys on hold. But I'm doing it right now.
Jay. You need to have.
Yes.
Where it just says.
Yes.
30
okay.
seconds are up.
Okay, I'm going to go there right now.
Jesus, like, he's going to JesusGeek.info.
Two Bands Girls. Like, I'm probably going to call him for 5 minutes straight on his site and just plug us.
Okay, that's
a
good idea.
Like getting hate mail from him saying one of your members have gone bad. Just deny it. Just to say that you have no idea who I am. I'm just some rogue caller. Who?
Hey, trust me. I do that all the time. People call me and ask me about you. I say, I don't know who he is.
Who calls in randomly just to... cause chaos. You can call me the evil squirrel, evil chipmunk.
The evil chipmunk.
The evil chipmunk. Like the chipmunks you see. Well, those are squirrels. You know, on the insurance commercials when the squirrels jump down and they cause accidents.
Yeah, that's
those
funny.
Are squirrels.
Uh-huh.
So you can't say, I can't give an illustration of evil chipmunks.
Sure, why not?
I can give an illustration about evil squirrels. Not that squirrels are evil, but they sure do seem to be generating insurance money commercials. But that's enough.
Are you keeping a tally of like all the topics he's covered?
I could do that. Yeah. That would be interesting.
6 minutes. I'm breaking records here. Not that it matters, because it's probably going to take 8 months for you guys to listen to this, because Dan quit.
Oh, no, we have Staveen. Staveen is the new
Dan.
We're
in. This is only a few days old.
Yeah, Staveen's the new Dan.
So,
he didn't really quit. He just got a life.
Alvin.
Bye.
Yeah, I think
that.
So.
Bye.
What? Got a life. That's all our listeners do. They just go get a life and they forget about us.
Mm-hmm. They move on.
That's the wrong one.
Let's start over again.
We should.
Lord,
this over. Wow. Okay.
Tomorrow.
Enjoy
is
the rest
Friday.
Of your Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. And
we're not taking any call-ins.
We're done. That's all that we have until next week. So, I mean, there's other ones, but we don't have them from Staveen yet. So, they'll be next week. And tune in next week for the 1,000th show. That's right, the 1,000th TBS show. Where we change our names. We're going to change our name on the 1,000th show.
No, not we. You.
On the 1,000th show, we are going to change our name. We're no longer going to be the 2,000 squirrels. After the 1,000th show, we're going to be something else.
Turkey Mama.
No more rodents?
No more rodents.
Okay, we have a request.
Has gone too far.
We have a request from Gracie that we should be something else fluffy.
No, no.
Other than rodents.
There's
so we should be like koala bears.
They're mean.
Or they're going to be three-toed sloths.
Ew.
Or, you know, something other than a rodent. We have to be like a bovine, maybe. Two blind bovines.
Now go back to the squirrel.
Seriously.
Bovine.
A bovine.
What is a bovine?
It's a cow.
So it's a cow. You call it a cow.
He grew up on a dairy. What do you expect?
I understand the bull part.
Not a bull.
No,
bovine.
Bovine.
I know. You can't understand him. He's from the South. Bovine.
It's a cattle. People train don't run out of Wichita.
You're talking to Jersey folks.
You got to go to Stubville.
All right.
Sorry.
What are you going to do with your squirrel collection then?
My squirrel collection?
Yeah.
Do you see a squirrel collection?
There's one.
Oh, I have one. I have a squirrel over there. Christmas.
Don't play it.
A Christmas squirrel.
It's hideous.
It's not hideous.
It is.
It's not hideous.
All my homies all up in the church. Let me teach you how you're supposed to act like a Christian. You see, when you...
What?
My behind really hurts. I want to be done.
Okay, then say Vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.